the greatest comeback ever. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. One of the fun things at this time of year is recalling basketball title games of years past in the MHSAA tournament, and today I'd like to replay what I still consider to be the greatest comeback in a championship game of all time. With all due respect to Chassel, which scored the last 18 points over 4 minutes in the 1956 Class D boys title game to beat Portland St. Patrick by 3, to our good friend Marshall Thomas at Saginaw High, who guided the Trojans boys basketball team to semifinal and final victories in Class A in 1996 after being down double digits in the final period of both contests, and even to the technicians of Detroit Cass Tech, which were behind by 20 points with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of the 1987 Class A Girls Championship before rallying to defeat Saginaw High by a single point. None of these are even close, and you can sum up the difference in two words: Lofton Green. In the last of 12 championships, our state's all-time winningest boys basketball coach directed River Rouge II in 1972, the Panthers pulled off the impossible rally, scoring 8 points in 43 seconds, all without the benefit of the 3-point shot, to defeat Muskegon Heights in the Class B title game for the second straight year. The miracle comeback started when, trailing 64-57, Ralph Perry got a layup and was fouled with 45 seconds to go. He missed the free throw, but Byron Wilson scored on the putback, and suddenly it was a 3-point game. A Heights turnover set up a 22-foot jumper by Leighton Moulton with 23 seconds to go to cut the margin to 1, and when the Panthers turned it over again on their ensuing possession, the Rouge had its chance. Moulton got the call again, but while driving to the basket, he was fouled and had a one-on-one with 2 seconds left on the clock. The late, great Joe Falls, the longtime sports columnist at the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News, who celebrated this time of year with his slice-of-life columns about the high school basketball tournament on a daily basis throughout the month of March, described the moment this way. The clock read 2 seconds. If Moulton missed the first, it would have been all over. All of it rested on his lean shoulders and the delicate touch in his finger. He stepped up to the line while the crowd quieted. The pressure was immense. Moulton looked up, let it go, and swish. Now, utter bedlam, Moulton broke towards the center of the court, thrusting his fist into the air. He jumped and danced and was mobbed by his teammates. He tied it. Rouge could do no worse than go into overtime. But now he had another chance, the chance to win it. He made the most of it by dropping in his second free throw. That's when the tears started coming out of Lofton Green's eyes, if you can imagine that. That was the last title for River Rouge in the Green era. He took a team back to the finals one more time in his final 12 years, a 1976 loss to Flint Beecher, and he finished his career with 739 victories in 43 years of coaching at Center Kentucky, New Buffalo in the southwest corner of our state, and then River Rouge. This is indeed a month where magic moments are made that make for lifetime memories, and we hope that you'll get out and support our young people wherever you are during this year's tournament. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.